brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio station. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Hop into the front page and just click on. Come on in, and you don't have to identify yourself. We have ways here with our software borrowed from the NSA. We can identify not only you, your family. We have a photo of your house, your dog, your car, and we know how much gas mileage you're getting. But that's okay. Hop into it anyway. The time is 8:06 in the morning, October the 10th. And Trish Clark is my is here. It's Thursday. Here's Trish.
Good morning, North State. This is a great morning. It's just lovely weather out there. I'm loving this fall Christmas when you get up in the morning. And great day.
Feels good, huh?
Yes.
What's the weather going to be like?
The weather is 59 degrees in our studio, mostly sunny with a high near 74, north wind 3 to 7 miles an hour. Sunny with a high near 74 on Friday, partly cloudy with a low around 54 on Friday night, mostly sunny through the weekend. So not much rain in sight and
big
nice
bike weekend.
78, 80 degrees weather.
Yeah, big bike weekend coming this weekend. We're going to be riding Friday, Saturday, and maybe part of Sunday. We have,
the
remembrance ride on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock to honor our fallen, firemen and police, first responders. And of course, on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, we have the veterans ride. So it's going to be a good time out there. Plus all the vendors, all the food, bands, everything going on this weekend at Big Bike Weekend. But something else that's going on, it's advice from our friends at the Wells Fargo. So here's Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Carl.
Hello.
Well, we're a little over half an hour into today's trading, and the markets are sharply higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 183 points at 14,986. The S&P 500 adding 21 points at 1677, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 57 points at 3735. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 127 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a quarter at $14.10, Hewlett-Packard down 14 cents at $22.46, Coca-Cola adding 50 cents at $37.58, and Ford is up 30 cents at $16.92. Of local interest, PG&E up 3 cents at $40.95, North Valley Bank up a penny at $19.28, Harley-Davidson up 74 cents at $64.67, and Sturm Ruger up $1.16 at $66.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.71%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.37. Oil's up 9 cents a barrel at 101.70, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $7.28 an ounce at $12.99.31. Silver's up a penny at $21.88 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. You know what? Chris Lasondak, during his, you know, he picks all these different organizations and businesses, but he always picks out Harley Davidson. You know, God bless Chris. And he also mentions the Sturm Ruger company too. Both American companies, both making American icons in both weapons and of course motorcycles. And both going really strong. So we're glad to hear that. Give him a call at 243-7561. And find out what's going on Wall Street, because with this government shutdown, sequestration, and all the other stuff that's happening in the world, you need somebody that's following this, and they do that. All right, we're going to take a wait a minute. Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning to you too.
Do you know what today is?
Thursday, the 10th day, it is 10-10-13.
And it's going to be 10-10-10-13 because at 10 o'clock today, the Take 10, where people go out and read to the kids, is today at 10 o'clock.
Perfect.
And I'll be out there at Turtle Bay School. I believe I'll be out there at Turtle Bay School, reading for 10 minutes. So, yeah, you know what? It's something that I enjoy doing. There's a lot of people out there today reading.
I think you could do a gig as one of those audible.com people reading books. You'll put such emphasis and feeling in your voice.
Well, thank you very much. So would you. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. We've got a lot of things to talk about today because it's Thursday. So usually what I do is I pull up my chair and I say, whoa, Trish, what do you think? We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Spicelli Lane in Red.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend, slide into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the third annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Bar and Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are
hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station for the North State. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. You know, love that song, but there's a, in other words, you know, there's kind of a, you know, a hidden agenda we have here when I play that. Melissa Hunt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. Hey, now when I play Up on the Roof, it could be because Melissa is heading for the roof.
It's true. It's that time of year again.
So where are you going to be and when?
Okay. Well, this Friday, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I go up on the roof of Mary's Pizza Shack. And I'll be there for 25 hours until 6 o'clock on Saturday. And this year I'm benefiting the Anderson Police Department's Canine Fund. And this is also the Mary's in the Outlets in Anderson.
Okay, so this is to raise funds for the police dogs they have for Anderson.
Yes, we've got a brand new one, Arrow, and he is already wonderful. He's done all kinds of stuff. I can't really comment on it because we're in the process of doing a press release to come out at the beginning of the week. But his second day on the job, he was doing a seizure, so it's a good thing.
Well, that's good. Well, we're kind of like press. You can tell us.
She just
no,
did.
Oh, okay. Well, the next time you need somebody to talk about you being on the roof, we'll discuss this then. No. Hey, so how do people come down and donate?
Okay. Well, we've got all kinds of different ways. We have wonderful raffle prizes this year, and our one of the things that is on display at Mary's in Anderson right now is a 46-inch flat-screen HDTV. It's huge. And then another raffle item we've got is 100 movie tickets from Valley 11 Cinemas, and that person who wins that gets all 100 tickets. So you can do all kinds of fun stuff with that, whether it's a party or go to the movies all year long. And then we've got Wind River Resort and Casino opening night hotel package to give away as well. And then think about Christmas dinner. Kent's Meats package is – Kent's Meats is giving away a package of $100 worth of meat. And I'm thinking, okay, we could do Christmas dinner and Easter and all kinds of good stuff for the winter time anyway.
Yeah, well
– And how do they get the raffle tickets, Melissa?
Well, I've got some in the way of if you want to send me a check in the mail, that's fine. But it's so late, it's probably best to just come down the day of the event. And we'll be selling raffle tickets Friday night all the way through Sunday or Saturday night.
Right there at Mary's.
Pardon me?
Right there at Mary's. When you're on the roof, you'll be selling raffle tickets right there.
Yep, you got it. I got a whole crew that will have a raffle table down below. And when we're done... when I get off the roof at 6 o'clock on Saturday, I'll be doing the drawing right then.
Okay.
And I'll call you that night. Or if not, if it's too late, I'll call you Sunday morning.
And people can, if they want to, can just come by and drop off $1 or $5 or $100 just as a donation too.
You are correct. We also have people going to jail, and, all, canine officers in Shasta County will be coming down to the outlets between 1 and 3 tomorrow, or excuse me, Saturday, and they will be guarding the jail that we have, the makeshift jail, and we've got different people from the community going to jail. So if you hear of anybody raising bail, our known city manager, Jeff Keezer, is raising bail. Sheriff Basenko is raising bail, bless his heart. And if they're raising bail, help them out. It is wonderful for a good cause. Also, even if you just come plain come and have a great meal at Mary's Pizza Shack. They are donating part of their proceeds when I'm up on the roof about 25 hours back to the Canine Fund as well.
Well, Mary's is always good. I mean, the people
they
from
are.
Mary's, they you know what? They support in so many different ways.
They
anything
really do.
From what you're doing to high school football games, everything, they are there.
Yep.
Okay, so.
You got a second?
Yes.
Speaking of the high school, I've got Anderson High and West Valley High's bands and choirs. They're singing me, serenading me up onto the roof on Friday night. And then West Valley cheerleaders will be on hand as well on Saturday. So we've got all kinds of fun planned.
Well, it sounds like everything is going swimmingly there. So that's going to start tomorrow at 5 p.m.?
Yes, sir. And the raffle tickets are $1 for one ticket, $5 for six tickets, or $20 for 25 tickets.
Okay. Sounds like a good time. We'll have to ride by that because we're going all over there during the big bike weekend too. People can
yes.
just ride by there and drop
yes.
some cash. You don't have to be there to win for the raffle, right?
Nope, that's right. And on top of that, if you're on I-5, would you please honk? That's all there is to it. I get all kinds of people coming from Cottonwood, and I love it when they just honk all the way down the freeway because I know it's just encouraging. That's all
I'm doing. Okay, Melissa on the Roof starts tomorrow at 5 p.m., and it's to raise money for the canines in Anderson.
Great program.
Yay.
And a great project.
You always
Melissa.
You always are successful with that, Melissa. So have a good
yes.
one, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks. Thank you, sir, and tell Linda hello.
All right, I will do that. All right.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you, bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You know, I've got some things I want to talk about when we get back. You know, the Salmon Festival is gone. You know, who can perform abortions now in California? Who can't? And service dogs. We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This Friday night, local football action continues with the Valley Bowl, live right here on KCNR 1460. It's the 3-2 Central Valley Falcons hosting the 4-1 West Valley Eagles in the city of Shasta Lake. Coverage begins at 6:50 p.m. with the Friday night football pregame show built by Muse Concrete. Two high-scoring offenses and a classic rivalry. The Valley Bowl, Central Valley and West Valley on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Good morning. It is 7:24 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know what? They've got the new coffees coming in, the pumpkin coffees. It's, you know what? When pumpkin coffee beans come in, or the pumpkin flavored coffee beans come in, you know it's got to be the holidays. They've got everything down there at Espresso Joe's to drink, all different flavored coffees, and of course, walk next door, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. They support our community in about 8,000 different ways that people have no idea that they are out there helping and supporting. Okay. All right, Trish. I'm getting ready to turn you loose here. Okay. The first one is, this will be, how about this one? Physician's assistants, nurse practitioners, and certain midwives can now perform early-term abortions under a new law signed by Governor Brown. Doctors no longer need to be present.
Wow. It puts, you know, I have a hard time talking about abortion on demand. I don't believe that it's an appropriate thing in all of the times that they use it. But allowing such an intricate procedure to be handled by clinicians midwives without a doctor. I mean, without a doctor there? That's really taking a step back in women's health, I would think.
Well, this is known as the aspiration abortion. They insert a tube and suck out
the fetus.
The fetus.
It's the baby. Let's say it. I mean, you're doing an abortion, and an abortion is getting rid of an unwanted pregnancy,
right?
And that's the fetus.
And that's what it is.
They suck it out, and it's not even a doctor; it's a nurse.
And I was just wondering, and the major thing brought about this is because it's a Democratic control. I mean, you know, let's face it, Democrats can pass anything they want.
If they want
the governor to put on a clown nose as part of his uniform, his official duties, they could probably pass a law that says that he could veto it, but if they make it 2/3, does he have to do that? Anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. Republicans can come charging in there and throwing their grains of sand. But what they did say was, well, what happens if something goes wrong? Doesn't this, you know, here you are saying you want to help women, but this could also cause danger to women. What if there's, you know what, I don't know what the statistics are. I just saw this morning, but I would like to be interested. Is there any statistics that say that there could be bad things that happen, and are they trained to be able to handle that?
Well, what I remember about the discussion about why we had to make abortion available and sanctioned and legal and available to anybody who needed it, it was basically for the safety of women, because there was so many back alley abortions.
So they wouldn't have to travel thousands of miles, hundreds of miles.
They needed a doctor. They needed to be in a hospital circumstance. They needed proper protection, so it needed to be legal.
Right.
Okay, so that was the whole argument that brought it to the forefront, that allowed so many women, unfortunately, to use abortion as a method of birth control.
In some cases, that's true.
And so in the process of doing that, the whole argument, well, let's make it safe for women. This is all about women.
Well, that's what
it's all about, protecting women.
That's what it began. But indeed,
accepted thing. Now it's whatever, and I disagree with it. Now you can just have a nurse. I mean, you can just have, now we
well,
don't need
to. Well, it's a nurse practitioner. They're up the food chain. Physician's assistants are up there.
We're taking a step back in women's safety. Women's health.
I'm not sure what a certified midwife is. You know, I can see where a nurse practitioner and a physician's assistant, they have lots of training, but they are not a doctor. If it was the same thing, then they would be able to do anything a doctor can do, and they can't.
No.
Because there's, And if you talk to a doctor about this, you know that, yeah, they're good.
The
PAs and the nurse practitioners are good, but they are not doctors. And so now when you're talking also about a certified midwife, I'm not sure where the midwife comes into this, because what's her training level? But the bottom line is, what are the statistics? If something does happen during this, you know, the tube is pushed the wrong way, you know, maybe you can't. You know, what happens if there is? What happens if there is something and infection sets in? Any of these things. That's kind of why I didn't realize there was a big problem in finding places for people to have abortions in California. I mean,
are there a great deal of doctors out there who in fact have morals and principles that they're not wanting to do this at every level?
Well, you know, that could be. It could be as doctors can, you know, say, no, I'm not going to do that. I would wonder about under Obamacare, what would come up with that. But let's go. How much time we got here? A couple minutes? Okay.
It's a loose break.
All right. Loose break. Then we'll have Jay on. Jay, where are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you have something, Jay?
Yeah, you know, this whole subject about abortion, you know, I personally, because of my belief system, think that it's murder. But I've never really been opposed to people who are not very bright, who want to take themselves out of the gene pool at the same time. But, you know, the whole thing has gotten so crazy, so bad. I mean, kids can go and have an abortion without telling their parents.
But they can't take an aspirin.
There's just so many issues now. It's like, this is just like the last in a long list of just how messed up this entire thing is. It's like the government is encouraging minorities and poor white people to kill their babies. I mean, and the numbers of the aborted kids is just staggering.
And if you look at the number of, it would be, it is interesting. I wonder if, and I've read something about this, that the numbers of aborted children are, you know, are higher in the, in different ethnic groups than they are for whites. So, you know, I mean, you can say that, but my bottom line on this whole thing is this. We're shifting responsibility away from the doctors to PAs who, and again, please, PAs, nurse practitioners, they're very, very, very capable, but they're not doctors. But the bottom line here on this is what other things then are we going to see start being shifted over there?
Well,
and there will be, because Obamacare, and this is what I'm getting to, is Obamacare is not going to be able, because of the people coming in and the new rules, there are going to be doctors opting out by the thousands, and they're going to be able, they're going to need, a new source of medical assistance.
I think you're absolutely right. This is just the beginning of those things that you'll no longer see a doctor for, because there aren't going to be, you put all these new people into the pool and you take all of the doctors out who are leaving because they can't afford to continue to practice under this system. Somebody's going to have to take care of the patient, so it's going to be a downgrading, another step of a downgrade in our healthcare system.
Yeah, Jay.
I'm just waiting for Sarah Palin to come along and say, I told you so.
Well, I think she may have already, but I think she's waiting another year or two. Okay, Jay, thanks a lot.
Have a great day, guys.
You bet. We'll see you soon. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we were talking about everything. Melissa on the roof, then we get into the latest from Governor Brown. We come back, I want to talk about, hey, something close to home was just canceled because of the government shutdown. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, 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 you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin's toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long have you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy, you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. There's so many other things going on, Vanity Fair and all this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane, their customers are warm friends. I like that. You know, hey, it's getting ready to be propane season, my friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Let's go to the phones. Judy Salter, good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Are you ready to read?
I am.
Because today's the big day.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay School?
Yeah, and the lady that I am reading with, thank goodness, she says, hey, I'll pick up the books. And I go, oh, well, I was going to bring one, but she probably didn't want, y'all didn't want to hear Combat Joe. Huh?
See, you spot,
know,
run.
Gosh, we just didn't, but we'll save that for the next time. Because it would be important for kids to learn about being a good soldier.
Well, I tell you what, I was going to bring the Obamacare law, but we only have 10 minutes, and I don't know how I can read 2,700 pages.
Well, you know, that's very true. So why don't you just say, tell the kids and go in there and say it's health care for all.
Probably not, Judy. Probably not.
I don't know. Judy. Hey, Judy Salter, I love you. Okay,
oh, love
so
you
tell
too.
Tell people about the program, okay?
Well, this is a great program. Do you know, Carl, this is the seventh read, the community read we've done.
Uh-huh.
And so October 10th at 10 o'clock, so that's 10, 10, 10. This year we have 100 community leaders, including you and your beautiful wife, who are going out into preschools and kindergartens all over the county and reading to kids to stress the importance of early literacy. Do you know that one of the most important benchmarks for how a child is going to do in school is whether or not they're reading ready by the time they get to kindergarten?
I believe that.
Yeah, we find that we must do everything we can for early literacy to get kids to read and be comfortable reading. And the big benchmark that they test is in the third grade then. So our problem is that we have almost 50% of our kids coming to kindergarten when they're not reading ready. So we've got to catch everybody up by the third grade, because up until third grade you learn to read, and after third grade you read to learn.
Well,
so it's so critical that we spend time and developing these early literacy skills so our kids can be successful. So our point today is to tell parents you need to read 20 minutes a day to your child. So it's take 10 times 2. Kind of hard to get a little kid to sit down when they're little for 20 minutes to read, but twice a day to read 10 minutes makes all the difference in the world in how a little child's brain develops and how ready they are for school.
No.
So we think by taking people, you, out in the community and by talking on your program and doing some advertising around town, that we're going to keep sending that message to parents. Read to your kids, read to your kids.
Well, it's a great idea, Judy, and I tell you something else too. If you look at statistics, when you're talking about high school graduates, if most of the high school graduates are reading at like about the 9th or 10th grade level, and that has such a huge impact on their ability to do anything, even within high school, but to go on to college or universities and their reading level, if the reading level isn't there, they're not going to make it.
No, they're not. And we find out that kids who are not reading by grade level at third grade are 75% more likely to drop out of school.
I believe
because
that.
reading is the key for anything you do in the rest of your academic career. And how, you know, my thing, I always say to parents, what do you think you have a lap for? You have a lap to hold a child on and hold a book and read. And what a wonderful experience that is, and that helps the child associate reading with a loving, caring, wonderful thing to do. So, you know, having a chance to grab a book, help our children get a good start on how to read. So by the time they come to kindergarten, they're going to be ready to make that next big step into really reading.
Well, you know, Judy, there's a lot of things. Well, there's some things you and I don't agree on. But there are many, many things you and I do agree on. And this is one of them. We need to do this. We need to break the cycle of kids not being able to read. We need to take the time. because it is for the history. It's for the future of our country. I mean, and for the future of our children, our grandchildren.
And it's an opportunity for not only the parents, but the grandparents and aunts and uncles to have that interaction with the little small children in a family. And everybody needs to take the time to sit down and read with them.
Oh yeah, and it touches a child on so many levels because the child, you know, gets that warm, nurturing feeling. Feeling safe, reading is pleasurable, and that just rolls into every other aspect. I can so remember as a parent being on an airplane once with my daughter when she was small, and all of a sudden I realized that we weren't fighting and hassling on the airplane because she was finally at the age where she was just totally engrossed in a book.
Is that great?
And I thought, oh, my God, this is the miracle now. I mean, I think you're never bored and you're never lonely if there's a book around.
Well, and I think, you know, we've gone in so many different directions in this country in the last few years, especially about not really sitting down with a hard-covered book and actually reading. And there's an experience there that we need to continue to cement in our children's minds, that the actual book value.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what we find, too, is that a lot of people are quick to say, well, this is just low-income kids, and our studies show that it's not.
Oh, I think that's absolutely not true. We have, when we were looking at children and when you try to go through a process of hiring, one of the things that you find with a lot of our graduates from all across the spectrum of our income levels in the state of California and in the United States is that a lot of kids are not graduating with enough reading skills to even fill out the job applications. Yet
absolutely.
They're graduating from our high schools all over this United States.
Well, and that's another key issue that I think we're trying to do with this Take 10 and Do It Again. We really want to see the business community interact again with the schools. It's not, you can't say, well, just because my kids are out of school, I don't have to pay attention. Because the schools are training our future workforces.
They are.
We need the business community to be paying attention to what's going on in the schools to help the schools provide the kind of environment and have enough materials that we can grow a well-trained workforce. And I think that, you know, a lot of parents are so busy, you know, on their computers or watching TV that their kids don't see them reading. And they're not being read to because their parents aren't reading.
I think that's a big, you know what, Judy, well, we got to run here in just a second, but that's really big is kids don't see their parents holding books. They see them holding iPads. And I don't think that they, you know, I think that they haven't made that switch over yet that, yes, you can read on an iPad. But the big thing is whether it's an iPad or a book, it's the family reading to that,
it's
to
the
that
family reading,
children.
Regardless of the medium.
No, right.
It doesn't, if it's an iPad, as long as you have that child on your lap and you're reading, that's okay too. Because that's the new technology and let's not pretend it's not everywhere.
Oh no, and it's,
but
and
the
it's, it's gonna
thing
be there.
Is
yes.
Sit down, read to your child at least 20 minutes a day. It's going to be honey for your own soul, not just for your child.
All right.
Important process. Thanks, Judy, for calling in.
Thanks, Judy.
Thanks so much for going out and helping today.
You betcha. See you
Bye.
Soon. Bye. All right, we got to take a quick break. We've got people lined up right after the break to be on the show. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, so it's Trish Clark.
Hey, good morning.
Trish, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
This is a good day. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Down on 555 Cypress Avenue, let me tell you, it's your neighbors making great deals for your neighbors there. They can find any type of new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want. And I can guarantee you, because I have used their service department, that it is absolutely great. That's Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 223-2177. They are the North State's car dealership. You know, every so often we have, you know, stories of success. And Julian Miller here is part of this success. But before we get to her, we're going to go. I'm sorry. Ron, I'm sorry. Thank you for waiting. We'll get to Julian in just a second. Ron, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Ron.
Okay. I heard you say something about C-Spot Run. I hope that was a joke.
Yes.
Is that the book that the lady picked out to read?
No, I don't think so. I don't know who said that.
Okay.
I didn't say that, did I?
The thing.
Oh, anyhow, Bob was over there making it. Bob was making a joke. Okay, got it.
Okay, the reason I said that is back in the late 40s and early 50s, that was the book that they chose for the kids to learn to read, and that's when they took away, they deleted the learning how to phonics, found out the words. So that I'm familiar with that book,
oh.
And that's just a repetitious book. I mean, they say the same thing. Why don't you pick out something about one of the founding fathers? I mean, Thomas Jefferson or Raymond Burr was his vice president back then, and I mean, that's a book I'd read to the kids.
I think that's a great idea. You know what? Kids can grasp, you know, what you do is help them grasp those ideas and those concepts. You know, I remember, Ron, I remember that C-Spot Run and Dick and Jane and those kind of things, wasn't it?
And it was exactly, he's exactly right that's exactly when they went away from teaching phonics and when our children stopped learning how to read properly because they don't sound out words, they memorized them. They got through the whole 12 grades and didn't memorize the word, they couldn't figure out what it was.
That's exactly what they taught us to do.
Wow. Okay. Ron, thanks a lot. No, that was a joke on somebody's part here.
Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right. Well, let me go back to where I was. Every so often you run into somebody in a family that can, you know, adversity hits them, but they don't quit. They don't roll over. They don't just kind of walk away in the nighttime. And Jolene Miller is one of these people with her family, the owner of Dry Creek Station. As you know, about, 4 or 5 years ago, 4 years ago?
August 25th, 2010.
Okay, get closer. August 2010.
August 25th, 2010.
Dry Creek Station burnt. And how long was it before you got it back open again?
We reopened the doors on April 20th, 2011.
Less than a year.
Less than a year. And I tell you what, it is just as crowded, if not more. I mean, frankly, you took this opportunity to, you know, to really put a really a great place together there, Dry Creek Station.
Thank you.
Well, and they're here this morning.
Because we are doing their seventh, they are doing their seventh annual Dry Creek Station and Bella Vista Fire Department Chili Cook-Off. And it's a fundraiser for the Bella Vista Fire Department. And we have with us Ron Smith. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you the captain?
I am the chief.
You are the chief. Okay, I'll get these words down to you. You're
That's
the
okay.
chief. You know, because, you know, captains, chiefs are kind of like in charge of things. Okay, chief, how important is this to the Bella Vista Fire Department?
It's wonderful. They've been doing it for us for 7 years. It raises money for a lot of the, if you will, the toys that we use for our everyday jobs, stuff like Jaws of Life, airbags, that type of thing.
Now, is it harder being having a fire station out there? Are you volunteers, or are they all?
We're full volunteer.
Full volunteers. Is it harder to find people nowadays to come out there? I mean, any time of the night, or I guess if they're on shifts, they may have to leave their house and come, you know, blowing down here to hop on a truck or what?
It's pretty much a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week commitment. You make what you can make, but we have a great response. We have a great bunch of volunteers. And, yeah, it is getting harder and harder because of the training. We're mandated to be trained to the same level as anybody in the state.
You know, one of the things people forget about our volunteer fire companies in Shasta County is they're part of the Shasta County Fire Department, and there is some basic funding that comes along with that. But about 90% of what you are required to do in your uniforms and your training, that's all on the departments to raise that money.
Well, actually, we get money from to operate on a daily basis from Shasta County Fire, and what we raise on fundraisers is actually the extras. They pay for our utilities. They pay for our uniforms. They pay for that kind of stuff. But the fundraisers are the extra tools that we want to use, we want to buy. So we can maintain without it, but it sure makes it a lot easier when you have the tools that do your job a lot easier and a lot safer.
Well, absolutely. And each community gets behind their fire department, and that's why you do fundraisers like this.
Exactly. I mean, it's great for us, but it's also great to have the community come out. We see our people that we serve, and it's great to have them show up and give us support.
And it reminds them that the volunteer part of it is important because, as you indicate, these are people that have jobs in the community. During the day, as I remember from my time on the board, it was difficult getting those daytime volunteers because people were at work.
Exactly. There's a lot of, you know, we're backed up by Cal Fire, but there's a lot of times that when a call comes during the day, you are light on resources. We have a lot of communication trying to make sure that we have somebody to be able to respond. We also have always a shortage of drivers because there's so much involved in being trained to drive fire apparatus that it makes it a adversity sometimes.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to say how you can donate here. What about this chili cook-off we're hearing about? And is the fire department needed there because the chili cook-off is so hot? We'll be right back after these messages.
Fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader and landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to four shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. It's October the 10th at 7:56 in the morning. 56 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by State Granite and More. From granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. What can I say? Mike Huber does outstanding work. Highly professional, an artist when it comes to granite. Estate Granite and More. Give Mike a call. He made our kitchen just absolutely a one of a kind and beautiful. 241-7866. 241-7866, Estate Granite and More. Our guests are Ron Smith, who is the chief of the Bella Vista Fire Department, and of course, Jolene Miller, owner of Dry Creek Station. And they're having their 7th annual Dry Creek Station and Bella Vista Fire Department chili cook-off. All of the proceeds go to the volunteer fire department. And anybody can enter the chili cook-off.
It's October 20th.
It's not this weekend. It's the following weekend. So you still have time to go out and get that special roadkill that you use for your chili, right? Have you had roadkill chili?
No.
Oh, well, all right. There's been a challenge issued right there. How do they get a hold of you for this?
They can either call Dry Creek and sign up with one of our employees, or they can come down and sign up with the bartender.
Well, okay. So, and then can they enter? They can enter that day. They can come in that day and say, hey, look, I've been cooking this chili. I want to enter.
Yep, all the way up till that day.
Okay, $5 for each entry, door prizes, drawings. And again, like we said, everything, all 100% of all donations, everything they make goes back to the Bella Vista Fire Department, and you use it to buy
specialty tools.
Yeah. To get people out of wrecks, to do entries, to protect your men's lives and women's lives.
And medical, different medical equipment, just a whole list of different things that we use.
But the fire departments are given a baseline. Right. This is, you know, the needs that they have. Anything above that, then the individual departments. They go through a lot of, you know, backboards and different things that each department has to purchase on their own.
Right. Well, the backboards are supplied by county fire department, but a lot of the other stuff anymore we buy ourselves. The basic supplies is bought by Shasta County Fire and then replenished by the medic unit that comes to scene.
The backboards used to be a big issue. I'm glad to see they finally got that straightened out.
They did.
That used to be a major issue always.
They're plastic now, and they last a little longer than they used to.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we got October 20th at noon. When do we get to taste?
Right after the it opens, you'll taste and judge, and then anybody that wants to put in a donation can actually eat the chili.
Well, and that's what we would encourage the public to come out, even if you're not entering it, to come out and taste all the different ones after the judges are done. And
there's going to be giveaways, drawings, that type of thing.
Come we also have the raffles.
Yeah, we also have a gun raffle. We're giving away 3 guns.
Oh, you didn't say that right away.
Yeah.
Okay. At Dry Creek Station at the Bella Vista to help the Bella Vista Fire Department. October 20th starts at noontime. Give Dry Creek Station phone number.
549-5386.
A call if you have any questions or the Bella Vista Fire Department. And we'll see everybody out there on October 20th at noon. Big chili cook-off. We'll be right back after these messages. We've got Bill Chappelle, one of our county supervisors. We're going to talk Common Core education system, but also some things for the county. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The number of people applying for U.S. unemployment benefits jumped by 66,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 374,000. The sharp rise comes after the average fell to a 6.5-year low just last week. RealtyTrack Vice President Darren Bloomquist says 33 states saw year-over-year declines in foreclosure activity last month, but it did increase in 16 states.
Primarily boils down to not necessarily poor economies in those areas, but a longer foreclosure process and more intervention on the part of the governments that has slowed down the foreclosure process.
While fewer homes were entering the process, lenders stepped up home repossessions in the third quarter. A small group of House Republicans on their way to meet with President Obama at the White House today.
The House Republican caucus was invited, 232 of them, but only 18 will attend. They are elected leadership of the House GOP and select committee chairmen. These meetings follow Republican demands that the president negotiate with them on deficit reduction and on Obamacare before they will approve legislation to reopen the government. The president has not described these meetings as those negotiations per se.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. A lawyer for the undercover cop in New York, who prosecutors say took part in a motorcycle rally turned violent melee, says that his client is really not involved. Defense attorney John Arlia.
They're alleging he broke what was already broken, mindful of the fact, Your Honor, that at no point is it alleged that he comes near the individual, Mr. Len, who's 12 feet away.
Assistant District Attorney Samantha Chirino disagrees and says the officer was clearly right in the thick of the fight.
After breaking the window, he continues to the passenger side of the SUV, where he is also on video kicking the passenger side rear door and window area multiple times.
At Wall Street, the Dow is thriving in early trading. It's up about 200 points. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Oh no, government shutdown and Obamacare. Hey listen, you got enough to worry about. Stop worrying about your health. Take responsibility. Nature Bee pollen from Clean Green New Zealand is the answer. Gang, I'm Mike Buck, and I'm here to tell you, Nature Bee's vitamins, aminos, minerals, and antioxidants will cure you of that fall flu before you know it. $99.95 plus delivery gets you a 6-month supply. 3 more months are for free, all with our money-back guarantee. And the best way to hook up is to get online right this minute at a great website, NatureBee. That's naturebee.com.
A U.S. advocacy group says in a New York lawsuit that the United Nations should compensate thousands of Haitian victims, some of who died and their family members and survivors, from a cholera outbreak. Former AP Haiti correspondent Jonathan Katz says the lawsuit goes against the U.N.'s position that it has legal immunity from all compensation claims.
What the lawyers are saying here is that that wide immunity shouldn't translate into a broad impunity.
The Boston-based Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti filed the lawsuit. A passenger with no flying experience safely landed a light airplane this week at a British airport after the pilot became incapacitated. Flight instructor Roy Murray spoke to Britain Sky TV about helping to talk that pilot down.
He had 3 goes. The third one was a bit too fast and too high, so we told him to go around again. And then on the fourth one, we managed to get him on the ground safely.
The plane, carrying 2 people, issued a mayday call as it approached the Humberside Airport in northeast England. This is SRN News. General Motors is recalling nearly 22,000 full-size pickup trucks to fix problems with the seats.
The recall affects Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups from the 2014 model year, which were sold in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The trucks have manual front reclining seat backs. Canadian safety regulators claim the seats could move in a rear-end crash, and the headrests may not protect passengers as designed. GM says it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Another first for China. It is of dubious distinction, though. It is now the world's biggest oil importer. China surpassed the United States in September as the world's biggest net oil importer, driven by faster economic growth and strong auto sales. According to U.S. government data, China's economic boom has spurred demand for imported oil and gas, which communist leaders actually see as a strategic weakness for their country. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bonner and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is here. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. And then as soon as we finish the show here today, I race away over to Turtle Bay School because I'm part of the 10-10-10. You know, you read for 10 minutes to your children on the 10th of October at 10 o'clock, at least in the schools. But Trish, what's the weather going to be like for this weekend?
Well, the weather's going to be nice all weekend. We're looking at mostly sunny with a high near 74 today, mostly cloudy with a low around 53 degrees. Sunny on Friday with a high near 74, partly cloudy with a low around 54 Friday night. Mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday with a high near 74 degrees both days.
You know, you can't beat that.
And that's wonderful weather for Big Bike Weekend and all those wonderful things coming up.
Ooh, Big Bike Weekend. That's right. It's starting Friday, starting tomorrow. We'll be riding Friday and Saturday on the Memory Ride and then, of course, the Veterans Ride. And you know what? Let's go to our friend Chris Lasondek, our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 178 points at 14,981. The S&P 500 adding 24 points at 1681, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 55 points at 3733. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 213 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $3.23 at $489.82, Microsoft up 35 cents at $33.42, Facebook adding $1.92 at $48.69, while Intel's up 34 cents at $22.93. Of local interest, PG&E down 21 cents at $40.72, Safeway's up 68 cents at $31.48, and North Valley Bank down 2 cents at $19.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.71%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's up $1.15 a barrel at $102.76. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $5.99 an ounce at $1,300.39, while silver's up a nickel at $21.92. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on, you know, throughout the week during our show and at 9 o'clock, too. And we have them on so you can find out what's happening in Wall Street and to give you somebody to go to Chris or Susan or Kathy, Josh, Steve, any one of those to go to, somebody there that's following us, because this is not easy. Following what's going on during the shutdown, sequestration, and all this. So give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Okay, hey, Trish, you're looking perky today. You don't like getting up on Thursday mornings, do you?
Well, I don't, and it's because my sleep number is 55, and I sleep so comfortably, and I've been sleeping on my wonderful sleep number bed for 20 years.
Okay, you know, well, you know, my sleep number is 40. So yours is a 55, huh? So you're firmer there than,
like
so you
a
need
firm
a
mattress.
Firm mattress. Well,
except when I exercise too much.
So the best thing about the dual air technology of sleep number beds is you can have your number and the person sleeping with you can have their number. And, you know, in the middle of the night, if they're asleep and sleeping soundly, you can change their number just as, you know, no. But having that ability to have a number inside helps you sleep and helps your partner sleep like that. Linda and I have not slept any better ever. And, you know, since we have bought our Sleep Number beds.
And it's been a while since anybody was changing the number on the other side of mine.
You know, there's over 8 million people that are sleeping on the Sleep Number beds. And there's a reason for that is because they like their sleep at night. And you spend so much time in bed. You know, 6 to 8 hours a day is in your bed. Why not spend it someplace where you're going to be comfortable and you get a great night's sleep? Well, right now, if you go to your Sleep Number store, you can save up to $700 on the final closeout of the Performance Series mattress sets. And this ends Monday, October 14th. It's this Monday, October 14th. You can save $700 on this. And you need to head down to our Sleep Number store right there in the Target Shopping Center. It's over there on the left-hand side behind McDonald's, and it's next to the vitamin shop. But our Sleep Number store and the professionals that are there, I can't say enough about them. They will help you find the right mattress for you. And the other types of technology, of sleep technology, literally, and pillows and other parts of your sleeping, for sleeping at night that are just outstanding. And again, made in America with a lifetime guarantee. Sleep Number beds. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We have Bill Chappelle in the studio, and we're going to talk some county business, but we're also going to talk Common Core. We had Tom Torlakson, who is the superintendent of all California schools, was in here Tuesday, and he was extolling the virtues of Common Core and how what the goodness it, or the good it will do our students. And Bill called in and said, "Wait, not so fast. There are some things here that I'm not too sure of." And they talked about it. So we've got Bill in here today to talk about Common Core. This is extremely important because this is the system that your children are going to be learning under and being tested under and being prepared under to go on to be succeed.
And it's really important, and I am so delighted to actually see one of our county supervisors stand up and take a step out to kind of make absolutely sure that what our children are being taught is as good as it's being purported to be. And I'm kind of in Bill's corner on this. I'm delighted to have this conversation this morning.
Well, and I've been reading about it. You know, after Tuesday, after Bill said, I started, you know, because I wanted to talk Common Core, and so I did start researching it. And there are some aspects of Common Core that are
very questionable.
And I would hope every one of our county supervisors that you would call on your county supervisor to come in and talk about Common Core, because this has an impact. And we're talking about our education in the county here, and also the city council. And do you know what Common Core is?
As our leaders, they need to be protecting us from these things, because they're the closest form of government to us, and they need to help be involved in what our children are being taught.
And you need to know yourself what your children, what your grandchildren are being taught. You know, do you know? Look at this, what we're talking about the reading today. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Bill Chappelle, county supervisor, is our guest. We're going to be talking Common Core, well, and also county things. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing.
We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This Friday night, local football action continues with the Valley Bowl, live right here on KCNR 1460. It's the 3-2 Central Valley Falcons hosting the 4-1 West Valley Eagles in the city of Shasta Lake. Coverage begins at 6:50 p.m. with the Friday night football pregame show built by Muse Concrete. Two high-scoring offenses and a classic rivalry. The Valley Bowl, Central Valley and West Valley on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:16 in the morning, October the 10th, at 56 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, in-store deli with all types of sandwiches and foods and salads that are organic and healthy, plus the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. They are the North State's nutrition experts. What can I say? They're located at 221 Locust Street, which is in, right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center. And Joe and his family and the people there are extremely friendly, extremely knowledgeable. They are going to help you there. They've started classes now at the, at Orchard Nutrition on health and diet and eating correctly. And it was just, it's the next step forward. Give them a call at 244-9141 or stop by 221 Locust Street, Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Trish, and I are, we had Tom Torlakson, who was the Department of, California, supervisor of the Department of California Schools. I think he said, 10,000 schools, 6.3 million students. He was talking about Common Core. And while he was talking about Common Core, we had a couple of phone calls. One of them was from Bill Chappelle, our county supervisor, one of our county supervisors. And Bill said, not so fast. There's things to Common Core that are just not good.
But let's set the stage up front, because what you have to understand is the schools are buying into this 100%. And there's a really big reason why they are. Because there is a ton of money flowing down through the Obama administration to this other little wing of how we're going to gain total control of this population and its Common Core. And that's how we're going to take over the schools. We're going to teach our children what we want to teach. And I have a real conspiracy theory about this. I mean, I can get right into it because it plays right in to the whole one world order thing that they're striving for. And this makes me crazy when our schools buy into it, because they're going to get lots of money. They've been struggling for cash for a lot of years. There is a lot of money coming down to the states and the schools that is going to flow for this Common Core. The schools are anxious to go along with.
Okay.
Because if they don't, they're not going to get the money. So you need to know that before you ever start going into the process.
And there's, I think, billions of dollars that they're talking about moving.
Lots of money.
But, and there's also, as Tom was talking about, Torlakson was saying, is that there's a big fight between them and the feds about how they're testing too. They want to drop out one part of the testing. The feds want to keep both sides there, but Tom says it's going to cost us millions of dollars to do that. They want to just move to a new type of testing system. And the testing system is computer based.
Well, and whenever, sure, you know, you always know that when the federal government wants to give you lots of money and you're a state, same thing with the state coming down to the county, anytime that upper branch wants to give you money, you better look at it real close because you're going to take that first pot of money, and then as you go through the process of enacting whatever they're giving to you, you're going to end up spending a whole lot of your own money.
That's right. Okay.
Well, and so enter county. And you know, one of the things that we know is
We're trying to untangle everything here. Can you move that, Bob? Can you put this over at the on the other table too? Thank you. We have loose cups of coffee floating through here too.
One of the things that we wonder why some of the audience out there might question why we want county supervisors to be involved with this, because they really have no direct control over our schools or involvement. That's a separate branch of government, the county schools department, and county supervisors really don't control that.
No, that's true.
But they do speak for the citizens of the community.
And Common Core has to be approved by the state. Now, Florida just voted it out. The state of Wisconsin they called it Common Core Pause, so that they could figure out what exactly is in this, because they're having problems. The state of Kentucky is finding out that the testing system has got a lot of problems in it. Anyway, but Bill, thanks for coming by today.
Well, good morning, guys. Listen, I am excited about being able to talk about this thing, and I'm glad you guys took this on as an issue. There's a lot of deception going on here, and I don't know why. I mean, we have no deception in our federal government right now, so I can't quite understand why this is coming out this way. But
breaking from the pattern, you think?
Yeah. I think, you know, just a little bit of a history here. We do have a movement to be able to take over America, basically. And when I was in school, I wasn't a history buff. Okay, let's just get right down to it. But now I'm very interested in history, because anything that's ever happening now, right now, here, current, today, has happened in history somewhere along the line. And so if you go back in history, you can find out what the results are, and you can find out what different things happen when people try to do what they're trying to do now, and they don't come out successful. One of the things that happened in the colleges, and it is in the colleges already, Frankfurt, Germany, they developed this German scholars, and they developed a curriculum that actually came over from Frankfurt, Germany in 1938, and they introduced it to Columbia University. In the 50s, we saw a major movement in a socialistic type curriculum in our colleges, and guess what? It's there now, okay? So now what's happening is that they're trying to introduce the same type of curriculum, but now it's going into our grammar schools. Kids learn 0 to 50% of their input. If you put them in a room and they do nothing for the 0 to 2, their brain will not absorb very well at all. That's what I'm talking about. So an infant from 0 to 2 needs to be exposed to most everything they can be exposed to, so their brain broadens for their learning capacity. From 2 to 7 is 35%. So they know if they can get these kids in the 5, 6, 7-year-old range, they can program them pretty good. This Common Core was founded by Mike Barber. And if anybody's familiar with Billenberg or Rothschild or Queen of England, Rockefeller, excuse me. Those people are really the ones that are pushing for the One World Order. So this was founded by Mike Barber, and he was knighted by the Queen of England. So if you feel like the Queen of England is your lady and she's the one that you want to back, that's good, because that's you need Common Core then. But the Queen of England is very much in favor of One World Order. Common Core started in 2009. 45 states adopted Common Core in 2010, and really there was this was kind of produced as a stimulus package. This was not, I don't know why they would try to conceal it a little bit, but it was more of a stimulus package. And as Trish just alluded to, states were needing money, so they accepted the stimulus package. But it was tied right into you have to accept Common Core.
Well, this was also a way of getting away from No Child Left Behind, which had a lot of glitches in that too. They fronted it by saying, you know, this is something that you're going to have input in, but a lot of this, your input was it's already there from the
yeah,
vets.
Yeah.
And it wasn't universally approved by even teachers. And the communities, I imagine, are still not sure about what's going on in this thing.
No, it wasn't approved by any education department at all. Okay. It came down straight from the federal government to the governors of each state.
Well, and let's back up 1 minute and recognize another thing. Once again, everything we're doing here is totally and completely unconstitutional because our Constitution does not provide for the United States government to be involved in education.
That's right. That's right. So anyways, the states that dropped out, there was Alaska, Nebraska, Minnesota, Texas, and Virginia. And now, like Trish said, again, some of the other states are starting to back out. Some of the teachers are starting to back off. Because there's an illusion factor here. What happened is that there was $4.35 billion for all states. Okay, that was all split up in the 50 states. Whoever wanted to take it, they could take the money. So that's where the money was. Okay. Websites go to www.cuace.org if you need some additional information. Currently, Richard Foss, the superintendent of Reading Schools, has adopted Common Core. So we have Common Core is in our Reading Schools right now. Okay. Here's my problem with Common Core. Even the word sounds bad to me because I taught, okay, and I did well teaching, and I learned a lot, and I feel that there's nothing common about teaching. You have different IQs, 80 to 160. You have different language barriers, and you have different emotional barriers. So just the word common, to me, takes teaching out, okay? Now, I don't know, a lot of people can't probably link all that together, but there's nothing common about teaching. Every individual, in general, you'll have a few that are the average, and those you can work with your average programs, but then you'll have the ones that are on the outside that you got to work something different. And so, for me, there's nothing common.
One of the reasons they were talking about Common Core is they wanted a commonality, and this is the way I understand it, want a commonality within the United States of testing, and that the children in the United States, when they were graduating, would have a certain level of education. That if you were in California, in Southern California, or if you were in northern Montana, your level of education would be about the same. And when you started taking your sets and tests to get into college. Isn't that the reason that they were using for this?
Well, it is, but here's the deal. No one has looked at this curriculum. No teaching, no teachers, no community input as to what that curriculum is. And what you just said just frightens me. I mean, they want us all to have a certain knowledge base based on this certain curriculum, and we can't bring any outside experiences into this. We're going to have a bunch of robots.
Well, that goes back into the classrooms. Now, I know that what I was surprised about, and I've been researching this lately, is that there's no cursive writing taught anymore. In other words, where do they learn to write? Isn't that something you learned in kindergarten and first grade, how to write?
They're not learning how to write because they're going to use their little machines to do everything. And when you get, you're not going to write.
Well, okay. So when we say that the core, Common Core is getting away from teaching certain aspects of what we in society have been taught for centuries, including the reading side of it, where classics and fiction are not being taught, or they're not reading that as much as they are nonfiction now, which is one of the big things that the people that are fighting Common Core say, wait a minute, we're doing away with teaching the classics. So are you finding that, Bill? Is that one of the things that people are, because I know there are groups of people that are standing up on this.
Well, okay. So George Bush, as far as I'm concerned, that was initial start of Common Core, okay?
Yes, it was.
No Child Left Behind was not a good program. Okay, let's get that right out right now. Any time you have to start teaching, the teachers are judged by certain test standards. Then they have to drop other subjects. History goes away. Other subjects go away because the teacher has to show proficiency in these tests. And anytime you do that, some people think, oh, that's good. But it, no, it's not, because it takes away from the teaching element, okay? One of the things that happens with Common Core is that it removes the parent from the student. It puts the government in the place of the parent. How does it do that? Because the student learns through either an iPad or a computer. There's no books, there's no tests, there's no papers. They learn on the computer, they take the test on the computer, and it puts the whole program in stealth. So the parents have no idea what's happening. I have to commend you, Carl. You have been doing some research on this. There is no cursive writing, okay? So that makes probably reading some books that are written in cursive kind of hard, huh? Also, I heard the other day somebody was talking about they read to their child at night, which a lot of parents do, get in bed and read a little story. And so this child's been in school now for, maybe a little over a month. And he said, I want to read to you. He says, no, Daddy, I want to look at a picture book. And he says, well, what's a picture book? He says, well, it's a book with pictures in it. He says, well, where do you do that at? Oh, we do it at school. Oh, okay, so I guess you look at the book and you look at the pictures and you identify the picture or the animal, the tree or whatever's in it. No, we just look at pictures. So what has happened in literacy, and I'm not quite sure on this, within the 20 or 22 different entities, countries that they compare us with, we're at the bottom of the list right now in America. But Common Core is a means to basically take the standards of math, but not improve them, but lower them. The English standards is going to cut out much of the classic English, okay? So we'll have certain students that do well in Common Core. They'll probably have a government-backed college program that the government will tell them what to go into, funded by the government. The students that don't do well, I don't know where they're going to go.
Okay.
Here's one thing.
We need to take a break here. We skipped one break. We got to take this one. We'll be right back. Trish Clark and myself, and we have Bill Chappelle, who is county supervisor, but somebody that is who is a former educator who is four score against Common Core. And we'll be right back.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true.
leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott. 56 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for Big Bike Weekend. And, of course, today at 12 noon at the library, I think it maybe starts even a little bit earlier than that, at the library, they're going to be talking about bullying in schools, another really important subject, which kind of brought all this up. And then tonight at Sequoia School, starting at 5:30, classes on bullying and how you can identify if that's happening. And it's for, you know, for parents, grandparents, people that are interested to find out what's going on in the schools along with bullying. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Great prices, great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, our guest, besides Trish Clark, of course, is here with me, and we have Bill Chappell, and we're talking Common Core. And this is a national, program, pushed down from the feds, and something like 47 states have signed up for this. Some of them are opting out. Some of them are Indiana has put on a Common Core pause. One of the things they talked about, the national standards in testing, was that, you know, we need to be able to keep everybody at the same level. But the research I've shown is that national standards and tests, if they believe will make students more competitive, and they have found is that that's not true. The relationship between existence of standards and strong educational outcomes is not clear. And that when you take a look at our testing compared with other countries that have national testing, like, and we're in the middle there, we have some, yes, above us, but we also have some below us. And if I understand this right, is that Canada, which is, you know, that scores ahead of us in many of the educational testing, does not have a national testing portion in their education. So is this truly what we need? Is this a proven fact that we need to have a common testing to ensure that people are at a level where there will be a success when it comes to testing?
No, I think the answer to that question is no.
Okay, so yeah, the testing, you talk about the testing. Remember one thing, this has never been used before. There has been no pilot program to see how well it is used. It's like a car manufacturer building a car without testing it and throwing it out in the public and hoping everything works.
And, okay. and our government, especially the U.S. government, has such a terrific track record of giving us programs that work well.
That work well, yeah. Yeah, try the new healthcare, get on there. Okay, so you alluded to the national test. Common Core is preparing the states for a national assessment, which students can only do well if they have Common Core curriculum. Teachers are forced to teach to test. Their salaries are dependent on how well the students do in the test, okay? So that's the testing part of it right there. One of the quick little inserts here I'd like to talk about is that Common Core education is really indoctrination. Education is not indoctrination, okay? Education is a learning process, and you should take both sides. If you have debates, both sides should be able to be viewed. Let the student and let everybody become aware of what they feel about that issue. Some people drive Fords and some people drive Chevrolets, so we are entitled to different opinions. But instead of indoctrinating into one side, let's have discussions where it ends up being what I'm going to call education.
Okay.
This changes, though, Carl, the cultural education takes God out, religious base, okay, and the economy. Now you're going to be dependent on the government for your salary and everything else.
Okay. Bob, you were sitting there for
I have a concern from a strictly technical standpoint. If we're going to be doing all of this testing on computers, well, come on. We'll be training a whole new generation of hackers. I mean, remember the movie where the guy simply changed the conditions of the test so that he could win. There's a potential for monstrous amounts of, and look at the incentive to hack the test results to get more money. I mean, who's going to be able to follow that? There's a lot of potential for abuse here and not a paper trail.
Yeah.
I think what I like, I want to go back to what Bill said about not doing a pilot program on this. You know, this has just come out of nowhere. I mean, I think it's kind of like a lot of stuff that's been there back there in the background. They've been planning it, but they're trying to shove a whole lot at us. From this administration in a very short time frame. Well, they've got us all yelling and screaming about Obamacare and a whole bunch of other stuff that's happened in the federal government. They just kind of whipped this right in through without any discussion, without any pilot programs, without anything going on, and slap it right into our school system and then base their funding, our teachers' salaries and everything on it. This is brainwashing. This is not teaching our children. This is creating a whole new kids from the time they're born. Take them away from their parents and their involvement in any homeschool and make them into these robots they want them to be.
Okay, I tell you, let's take a, we've got people on the phone here, and I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break early so we can come back, and address their questions. So Charles, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh, of course, Linda's on the spot with Linda Baugh tonight. So Trish Clark, as every Thursday, is here. And I just can't say enough about having her as my co-host. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And I can't say enough about Martin Graff and his people there, too. A veteran who has had a quality company that is there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And I'm telling you, you can count on the quality there. I can't say enough about their professionalism. If there has anything to do with heating and air, Alliance Heating and Air is the one to go to. And now is the time to have those heating systems looked at before it really gets cold. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest today is Bill Chappell, and we're talking Common Core. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Paul Preston, when he would discuss Common Core on the program he hosts, Agenda 21 Radio, he would often bring up what's about to happen or what is happening to students' CUME folders. A CUME folder is that file that contains a student's or a pupil's academic record. And what I'm hearing is that that information is being computerized and therefore much more readily accessible, and the privacy questions that can bring up are, you know.
Charles, I don't think there is any question about the fact that that CUME folder that you're talking about,
right.
And that's a really good point, is that that's going to be accessible to anybody in the government that wants access to it. And they're going to be able to use that information, and God knows what's going to be in it. If they start keeping that folder on our little children at age 3, which is when they want them now under the school system, all the way up until they're 18 years old, they're going to have a massive amount of information that they will then control that person forever.
Well, wait a minute. When you add this onto
to all the information from the medical field?
To the Affordable Care Act.
There you go. The questions you're asking in that are you kidding? What does that have to do with medical information?
But the thing is that we're talking about the amount of information that the government then has. Now, I mean, people are getting a little paranoid. Well, you know, I don't think it's being paranoid when you see the fact that, you know, what's happening with the NSA and what's happening with Fast and Furious and what's happening with the IRS and all that. I don't think it becomes, you know, now we as citizens of the United States, we need to take a look at what's happening. And if it starts with 3-year-olds, in the sense that you've got to follow this curriculum, it's like anything else. The camel puts his nose in the tent. And then what happens? You know, you control the education, you control the children's minds. And at what point do they want to kind of keep the parents at a little bit of a distance, so as children are being taught? And you can talk, you can say taught or indoctrinated, either one, because they are. Once you get a child, you know, Bill said it, but it's also been said in other aspects that you give me a child, you know, from, you know, till they're 7, they belong to me from then on, because I have taught them everything they're going to, they're going to retain that. That's going to become their life values. I mean, you can retrain, but it's a lot harder. Anyway.
You don't have to wait for hacking to start. It's already started in the L.A. Unified School District.
Oh, yeah?
You know, where the kids down there learned to hack their way past the school district's firewall and be able to post stuff on Facebook.
Okay. All right, Charles. Thanks a lot. All right. Okay. Hey, Bill, pros and cons. One of our people in the chat room says, okay, I've listened to the pros and cons of this. There's a lot of things that scare me. So what do we do as citizens? I mean, this is being implemented right now. We have a county school. We have school districts, and we have our county
superintendent.
County superintendent. Is there something that can be done?
We also have Rick Foss who signed on to it, and he said, you know, he's head of our education superintendent, but I think
for Shasta School District.
He signed on to this program.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I think here's my approach. This is one of the reasons why I run for county supervisor. It needs to come from the bottom up. From the top down, you're going to run into so much resistance. You're going to become so tired of trying to fight that you're not going to get anywhere. What does that mean? We need to educate the parents that the kids are going to school. We also need to get involved with the PTA. We need to also talk to the teachers. If we have parents that are going to schools and they go in the classroom and they go, gee, I'd like to see some of this Common Core. I'd like to know what it is. That's what I'm talking about. We need to start with our basic grassroots PTA organizations and everything, and then push up through the school till it gets that school's principal. From that school's principal, that can go to the sub-management, whatever that might be, until it gets all the way up to the superintendent of schools. And I believe that would be the best way to work through this. You already have a curriculum in high school right now that is pretty much socialistic, okay? And that is in Shasta, in our Shasta program. I can talk about incidents that occurred, but I'm not going to bore you with that. I just want to say a couple things. education is supposed to be politically neutral, okay? That's where we need to be. One of the things is that this education is for sustainability. Sustainability is a political indoctrination. It doesn't mean we're going to be more sustainable. It's a political indoctrination to reduce the way we live, to reduce the square footage of our homes, to ride bicycles or walk to work. One of the things that this Common Core parallels with is the green movement. And the green movement is not, it is a political movement. It is not an environmental movement. The green movement is totally for political purposes to get the political agenda to move towards the world the way they want with the one world order. So these all fit as a puzzle when you start studying it and see how all the little arms of the octopus come out so that it comes back to the main program or the main body to where now that body can be accomplished. And again, I'm going to reiterate, I believe that we need to just start in the schools and everything. And I've talked to several teachers. They think it could be a good program because the way it is produced, like a lot of things we see now, we try to pass laws and you read them and they look good, but they have another meaning built in. And unless you really study the whole law, you're going to vote for something that you didn't really mean to vote for. And so when they talk about this, how it's going to be common, I said this before, just the word common bugs me. There is nothing common in education. And the other thing is that I think we just be able to work with the schools, make people more aware. You know, I mean, if you guys want to go, I've got a book and it was written by, Holly Swanson and it's called Training for Treason. And it's a pretty, you know, that's a pretty frightening title, okay? And then through the book, she does tie Common Core in to the Green Movement, in which the Green Movement, like I said previously, is basically a political movement. So be aware if you have children in school right now. I mean,
at least if nothing else, what I would do is if you've got questions about it, you need to go down, you need to talk to their teachers, you need to see what kind of impact it has, you need to see is this true, I mean, on this end. It does have to be grassroots. I mean, right now the state and obviously the superintendent of all the education in California, which by the way is an elected position, I didn't know that. I thought it was an appointed position. No, it's an elected position. He's bought off on it. He's strong for it. He believes he can do a lot
Democrat.
Of good things. Well, I bet, but he believes, well, they all are. They all are. But anyway, okay, look, we've got to take a break. We come back. I'd like to ask you a county question. And this is one that seems to be getting a lot of interest. And that is, the estate of Jefferson. Okay. And the county. Because it hasn't come up at the county yet. And I wanted to ask you about that. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest, Bill Chappell, county supervisor. We'll be right back.
Please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. You probably heard a 7 second, one of our 7 second delay things went on because
I was attempting to find the clip, and I'll have to search for it from the movie Network, 1976, right. Was one of the best.
We didn't realize when he said, "I'm mad as hell and I won't take it anymore," that there's a number of words that follow that. that the FCC would get really excited about if we played. That's what happened. We got to mad as hell and can't, won't take it anymore, but it was a blink and blink and blink 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 right after that. It caught us all a little bit by surprise. Hey, Bill Chappelle is our guest. We've been talking Common Core. We're going to talk a little county stuff here. The first thing is the state of Jefferson has been, Siskiyou County is opting out of the state. The city council brought it up and I've heard some, it was voted down 3-2 because we'll never live in a state that doesn't have a professional, team, sports team. The other one was, it's not really us to do that. It's up to the county. So, Bill, I tell you what, the city just tossed it in your all's lap. Is the question about the state of Jefferson and the county seceding from the state going to be brought up at the Board of Supervisors?
It will. It will eventually. I'll probably end up being the one that will submit it. My feeling on the state of Jefferson, I know a lot of people have some anxieties or anticipation of what could happen and everything. I mean, for me, I'd like to see all the states in the United States secede from the federal government, okay? I think that there needs to be a pushback that's recognizable, whether they can accomplish it or not. That may not happen, but the awareness of what's really going on with America right now, and it's not America and it's not the Americans, it is the federal government. What's going on right now needs to be pushed back. I see that just mentioning and pushing back is something that fits right into what I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see some of the counties push back against the state of California.
Well, do you think
we get abused by it that way? So this way with Jefferson, if it doesn't go through, at least it makes a statement that we're unhappy with what is really occurring.
Which is what I think a lot of people are. We feel like we're not being represented by Sacramento, and we're not, just by the decisions they make. Somebody said something the other day, though, just because it's hard doesn't mean that we shouldn't try.
And we absolutely
and when he
have
said
to
we,
try.
He means Americans. He says, man on the moon, the defeat of the Axis powers in World War II, everything, inventions, business, and all that. Just because it's hard doesn't mean you shouldn't try it. But here's my question is, is the county, and is the county ever even going to look at it? And you say you're going to bring it up. Does this mean that you're going to bring it up for a vote from all five supervisors so the people can see?
That's correct.
And it's an election year.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, the other thing what I want to mention is I went to RCRC the other day, which is Rural Counties Representatives of California. We have 33 counties in there. 33 counties, L.A. County and Shasta County and San Francisco County can outvote all those 33 counties. L.A., San Francisco outvotes all of them. So we don't have representation.
Well, we don't. And that's the thing is that if you look at, you know, there's a good article about Brian Daly working across the aisle and getting something done for our logging. But it was because the San Francisco Democrat wanted it to happen because they got hit on this, too, on the fires. So if we could work like that, I don't think it would be a big thing. But I think the state of Jefferson is something that just says, you guys have got to look at us differently. You've got to start listening to what we're saying. I think people don't feel that way.
How much time we got?
And I think, actually, we need to fight to make it happen and not go into the process with a mindset that says it can't.
And by the way, the Board of Appeals, the Building Board of Appeals, the two people have been selected. Bill says that he said there was four of them that came up. There was no background. There was nothing. It was just names. Is that correct?
That's right. Just names. And they had some background. I mean, they had one of them, you know, had financial education and so forth like that. And so, that's all we saw.
The Board of Supervisors didn't actually make the selection. They were made by some other people and handed to you to kind of rubber stamp.
That's right. Just a rubber stamp. Yeah.
Okay. I guess we can end on that one. Tune in tomorrow, Friday. It's a big, big weekend, big weekend. We'll see you. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Republicans will offer a short-term deal on raising the federal debt limit. Speaker John Boehner hopes it will convince President Obama to negotiate with the GOP on ending the government shutdown.
What we want to do is offer the president today the ability to move a temporary increase in the debt ceiling, an agreement to go to conference on the budget, for his willingness to sit down and discuss with us a way forward to reopen the government and to start to deal with America's pressing.
Earlier, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew told the Senate Finance Committee that not hiking the debt limit could force the feds to make some tough choices, like deciding who gets paid and who doesn't.
The United States should not be put in a position of making such perilous choices for our economy and our citizens. There is no way of knowing the irrevocable damage such an approach would have on our economy and financial market.
Lew says